This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, June 1st, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. There is a circular feature in this observation that appears to stand above the surrounding terrain. This feature is probably an inverted crater, a once normal-appearing impact crater that was filled in with sediment. The fill became indurated, or hardened, until it was more resistant to subsequent erosion than the surrounding material. Other craters in this image are not inverted or substantially infilled. This suggests that they were formed after the events that filled in and later exposed the inverted crater. This image covers some of the plains south of Capri Chasma in eastern Valles Marineris, where the Aeolian, or wind-blown sedimentary cover, has been stripped away. We see diverse colors, indicative of a variety of altered minerals formed in Mars' wetter past. This image targets a 3-kilometer diameter crater that occurs within the ejecta blanket of the much older Backhuizen crater, a 150-kilometer diameter impact crater in Noakes Terra. Impact craters are interesting because they provide a mechanism to uplift and expose underlying bedrock, allowing for the study of the subsurface and the geologic past. An enhanced color image shows the wall of the crater, which exposes layering as well as blocks of rock. There is a distinctive large block in the upper left of the crater wall, generally referred to as a megablock. It is an angular, light-toned, highly fragmented block, about 100 meters across. Several smaller light-toned blocks are also in the crater wall, possibly of the same rock type as the megablock. Ejecta blocks are thrown outward during the initial excavation of a crater, or are deposited as part of the ground-hugging flows of which the majority of the ejecta blanket is comprised. Through images like these, we are able to study the deeper subsurface of Mars that is not otherwise exposed. This image shows what looks like drag folds, where rock layers bend, or fold, before they break in a fault. However, the North Polar layer deposits are composed of ice, and this is a large scale for such a feature compared to drag folds on Earth. This image is part of a stereo pair, so with a 3D picture, we can better interpret the structure. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.